15th of
October 2001. I am happy to be with you once more. My absence last time was necessary because in our world there was much wise counsel to be had. I would like to tell you in advance when I will not be with you. But sometimes this is not possible. But I know, my dear friends, that you found last time to be of interest.
Yes,
I would like to say to you this time a little about your thinking. We have spoken many times on this subject, but I feel that at this time there is so much confusion, so much doubt, that it is important that I speak again to you about the way of your thinking. Remember that your thoughts are living things. Remember that the power of your thinking is the most powerful thing that you possess. These words I have uttered to you many, many times, and I do not apologize for reiterating them to you. My dear friends, before you can help others, you have to take control of your own thinking. When you are in full command of that, then you are able to assist others. Do you understand what I say to you?
Yes, I think we all understand, but myself, I find it quite difficult to control the thoughts.
Yes, this is the problem with humankind, that our words are accepted at the time of speaking. But then that which you call memory fails you, and the words simply slip away and sometimes are forgotten. Would you agree?
Yes.
That is why it is imperative that I continue to remind you of that word, thought, thinking. Because the thought goes forward with you. And I know that you fully understand this. Would you like to ask me questions about this, please?
Any questions on that subject or efforts?
Do not be concerned. If there are thoughts afterwards, I will try to impress you with my own thinking. I know it is not always easy for you to have questions at this particular time.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
About parent and child bonds. Is it possible, is it natural for the bonds to remain very strong throughout the whole of the human life, for the parent and child bonds, or do they sometimes change?
You do not belong, I believe that is a word you would use, to each other.
Yeah.
It is a bond which is there for this one lifetime,
mm-hmm.
in the parent-child way.
Mm-hmm.
It may not always be that way, but may be changed in another lifetime,
mm-hmm.
to that of other relationships, shall I say.
Mm-hmm.
The bond need not be strong. That is not the purpose of it. That is not the purpose of living.
No.
The child is loaned to you for this one lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
So do not assume that there will always be strong bonds between parent and child.
Mm-hmm. But it's down to free will, really, isn't it, between both parties?
All is dependent upon the free will that all of you have been endowed with,
mm.
of course.
Mm-hmm.
But remember what I have told you, that there is a contract between you,
yes.
if I may use that earthly word,
mm-hmm.
before either of you come to this form of life.
Mm-hmm.
But what you have to remember is that once you are joined with a physical body, then the thinking becomes rather distorted, may I say,
mm-hmm.
and free will kick into place, and many things can be altered.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Because you know that not all tread the pathway that they have chosen to go.
Mm-hmm.
But because there is a child-parent link, I would say to you, my dear friend, think of each other as a spirit and not as the physical beings. Then the understanding will be fuller.
Yes.
And the understanding for this lifetime will become greater.
Yes.
Which will enable you to work together in that true mission,
yes.
which you have chosen. When you speak of parent and child, you are speaking of a power struggle.
Yes.
Which should not be.
Yes.
Whether you are 40 earthly years or 4 earthly years should matter not.
Mm-hmm.
A parent's job in your world is to guide. is to give to that spirit the love which it comes for, the guidance which it seeks, and the knowledge which it is trying to obtain. But you do not own. This is difficult for many of you. But again, I say to you, my dear friends, think spiritually.
And it's true also in families. We often have a very limited view of family, but souls are sometimes older. Parents can be younger souls than children.
Yes.
There is so much variety, I imagine, in families.
Remember that the child can teach you much.
Yes.
If you will but allow it, and allow, and I return again to thinking.
Yes.
If you will use but clear thinking.
Yes.
That a child can bring you much knowledge. Mm-hmm. Much happiness. Mm-hmm. But if you are only thinking along physical lines, then you will only come across difficulties.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I know it is not easy to always think on a spiritual level. Mm. But my dear friends, I have told you often enough that only will all of this life become clearer to you is when you begin to look and act as the spirits that you are. You do not change. It is only that you have become restricted within the physical garb. This is the problem always. And that for most of you, the spiritual memory has been erased. But you know the reason for that, that you would not learn otherwise. And of course there are exceptions, as you full well know. There are those children who bring to this lifetime memories from our side of life, memories of previous times, who grow to adulthood, and they are the ones who become your developed mediums, as you call them, in this lifetime.
That's interesting.
Does that help you?
Yes, it helps a lot.
Do not always assume that a struggle between parent and child is negative. It is not. It is the outworking of karmic debts sometimes.
That's interesting. It's endless, isn't it?
I know it will give you something to think about.
Yes.
I know you have concerns, my dear friend, about the raising of your children. I know sometimes you do not fully understand the ways of young children. But I say to you, they are teaching you.
Yes, I'm sure of that. Yes.
So I will leave you with that.
Thank you. Yes, that's very helpful. Thank you. We forget that they're teaching us. Someone was able to take another question?
Yes. I've been reading recently about the Indian saints and yogis, and going beyond their physical restrictions, I picked that phrase up from you, But they seem to have, some in the past seem to have done very wonderful things, and they seem to use techniques, well, a technique described as Kriya Yoga, which I don't know what that is, but it seems to involve meditation, deep meditation, in the lotus position and with cessation of breathing and cessation of heartbeat. But one can only admire what they have achieved in going beyond the physical. Would you wish to say anything to us about that? And is there anything special about the yoga position in meditation?
Yes, I will say this to you, that names, positions mean nothing to us. What I will say to you about these people is this. They have not achieved greater things. What they have done as a group or a nation of people is that they have retained, which should be natural to all of you, those spiritual gifts that all of you could have if you but spend the time and the dedication to the spirit rather than to the physical living. They have not gained, but retained. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
In the same way as I have told you, many, many people that have existed on this planet at many times, they have gradually lost all those spiritual gifts which are natural to you. These people have retained the knowledge and have bettered themselves with the use of it. I would say to you, because they use what you call yoga and different positions of sitting, etc., it matters not, because this can be attained in any quiet moment. It is not the position of sitting which creates that which they achieve, but it is the deep meditative state which achieves it. It is the inward knowing of who and what they are. It has been passed from one to another. The knowledge of this has been retained. That is the easiest way I have of explaining it to you. It is not that they have something special or created anything special. It is just that they continue to use that knowledge which has been lost to most of you on this planet.
Yes, and I imagine, yes, their past lives will be counted in this.
Yes.
In their development.
Yes. It is not so much development. I would not use that word, but it is an inward knowing. It is a certainty of knowing. It is knowledge that has been retained, yes, down many generations. But it is their physical way, their outward way of showing by doing what you call a yoga. Yes, but that is not what creates what they do. It is the inward knowing. And that can be achieved by anyone if they were so dedicated to it. Exactly. Do you understand?
Thank you for explaining that. I couldn't help but wonder.
Yes. You do doubt sometimes your own thinking. And I would say to you that your thinking is by far correct, most times. You are a deep thinker, my dear friends, but I am always happy to clarify any point for you.
Thank you. That's always very reassuring to hear.
Yes.
Checking my son again. Thank you very much for the information you gave him last time.
Yes.
He said, if going back to this mirror image, he wondered if there is also this planet also has a mirror planet, and on that thinking, last week somebody came through me and said that. People from other planets were also helping us on this, on our Earth at this time. And I wondered if there was a mirror planet, and if indeed it was people from this planet that were helping us at this time.
Okay. I understand this question, and I will thank you. He is forward-looking, this young one. Let me say this to you. And I have to say to you, my dear friend, and I hope that it does not feel like a chastisement. I do not mean it to be.
No.
But I have told you in past times that all things have an etheric body, and that includes the planets within the cosmos. Do you not remember? No. It would pay you well sometimes, I feel, to read some of my words, because I have explained to you that there is a mirror image of every planet within the cosmos. There has to be.
Right, yes.
Why would that have to be? Why is there?
Because if you see yourselves as a solid being, you know full well that the etheric body is that which cannot be readily seen. So too is that within your universe, that all planets have an etheric body, a mirror image. That is the way of life.
So he was right.
When this planet has naturally extinguished its lifetime, shall we say, it does not disappear. It will. Now we get to difficult subjects, but I will try to explain it simply for you. That energy does not disappear, only the physical part.
Yes, yes.
Do you understand?
Yeah. Yes.
These are deep matters which I do not feel again that you are ready to receive. But it is the energy which will remain. And the etheric part of this planet is what will remain. Do you understand?
That remains for all time.
It will emerge and be drawn into the cosmic energy field. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. And these, I understand that, and just the other part of my question, these people that are helping us from the other planets, are they anybody in particular or just as a group?
There are many peoples who are on other planets. We have discussed this before.
Yes.
When any planet is struggling has karmic debts. All of the cosmos is used. You cannot isolate yourselves. You are not belonging as one earth.
Thank you.
Yes, I think this principle has been discovered scientifically, that if a particle, if an electron does something unusual, it influences many, many, many others. So on a small scale, scientifically, the principle is known. I don't think we've applied it to planets and other worlds.
Yes. Yes, thank you. I was struggling for earthly words for explanation. All is known. All is known in your planet of what is true, of what is natural, of what is in existence. Your earthly planet is but one minute dot within the cosmos. It is not singular. It belongs to all.
Yes, yes.
Try to imagine, my dear friends, you are but one drop in the ocean.
Yes, yes.
All of those droplets are responsible, are part of the whole.
Yes, yes. Thank you very much.
You cannot separate, my dear friends. You cannot separate. You are limited in your thinking. You cannot see that this tiny learning planet is so young in existence. It is cosseted by many, many water planets.
That's a good point. Thank you very much.
The time is coming that this young man will look for more explanation. He is far-seeing. His understanding is growing. And soon you can tell him, I will speak with him.
You'll be very pleased to hear that. Thank you. You will let us know when he can come, will you?
I will tell you when.
Thank you. Thank you.
But what I wish to leave with you this time, my dear friends, is again to think of the power of your thought. And to reach out from this planet and search from within yourselves to see how far reaching you can go. I thank our gentleman friend for his help in seeking for words. Always this is a difficulty for us from our world, that sometimes we are limited in having to use earthly words for explanation. So again, I thank the gentleman. I will leave you this time. I feel that that you have much more to think about. And I do not apologize for repeating those words.
Thank you once again.
And always I stay close by. And all you need to do.